using your pull button, okay?
Your name and state you're calling from.
Lisa Eaglin, Wichita, Kansas.
Lisa, welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Rex Legale, Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Hey, Rex. Good to hear you the other day. Appreciate the call.
David and Gene Peterman, Oklahoma.
Oklahoma, welcome.
Robin. I kept trying to get back with David tonight.
Yes, I know. I got the message when we got in, but...
Well, I'm sorry.
That's okay, Kim.
So Don Anderson, Texas? Colorado Springs.
Hey, Don. Welcome to the call.
Robin Fletcher, Atlanta, Georgia.
Atlanta, Georgia, welcome.
James Beatty, Grapevine, Texas.
Grapevine, Texas, welcome.
Mark Livingston, Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Welcome, Mark.
Russ Riddle, Arlington, Texas.
Mr. Riddle, welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Again, if this will be the last chance for you to state your name and state you're calling from.
Michael Abbey, Connecticut.
Connecticut, welcome.
Jeff Hughes, Fort Worth, Texas.
Mr. Hughes, welcome to the call, sir.
Good to hear you. Calling the Tennessee, Hagerstown, Maryland.
Welcome to the call.
Yvette May, Orlando, Florida.
Yvette, welcome to the call.
Thank you.
We're
Mr. Monty Ray, Hagerstown, Maryland.
Welcome.
How are you on?
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Platinum 2 Executive Director Randy Moore from Oklahoma, and I want to welcome everyone to tonight's Moore Success Team prepaid legal conference call. I want to remind everyone that the Oklahoma City International Convention is only 3.5 weeks out, and you need to be there. Also, make sure and register for our Moore Success Team breakout session, which will be Sunday, March the 25th, at the historic Skirvin Hotel, which is just north of the Renaissance Hotel by the Convention Center. Just go to our website, MooreSuccessTeam.com, get registered online tonight. Please do not wait because it's filling up fast. This will be one of the true highlights of the International Convention and a chance to network with hundreds of your Moore Success Team associates from throughout the United States and Canada. Now to introduce tonight's special corporate guest speaker, I want to go to Ada, Oklahoma, and to the Executive Vice President of Prepaid Legal, the leader of the Moore Success Team, Mr. Ken Moore.
Thank you, Randy. It's good to hear your voice so strong and everything on the call tonight. You know, this next gentleman I'm going to introduce has really earned my respect in the last year or two, Randy. Not that he didn't have it before, but just to upper echelon, he's I would say the guru of network marketing as far as prepaid legal is concerned. He's head of the corporate marketing team. He's the author of The Slight Edge, and you all know how I feel about that book and have a push that I think everybody should have it in their library. And it's just an honor, a real honor to have him take out of his busy schedule because he is a very, very busy man. And it's just a pleasure for us to introduce you tonight, Mr. Jeff Olson. Jeff? Well, I thought I was introducing Jeff Olson.
He may, Ms. Deaton may have to get him on the line. While she's doing that, you may have to introduce the next guest speaker.
I'll tell you what, I'll transfer it to Jeremy and let him do the honors because the next person that he's going to introduce, I couldn't say enough good things about because one of my very top people that I appreciate in everything in prepaid legal. Jeremy?
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're in for a real special treat tonight. We're going to go out to the state of Florida to a millionaire club member, a six-figure ring earner. This individual earned Group Trainer of the Year for 3 consecutive years, which no one in the history of prepaid legal has ever done that. She's been a group trainer, a small business trainer, a true pioneer when it comes to marketing prepaid legal memberships. And right now, let's go out to the state of Florida and Miss Yvette Mayo. Yvette, are you with us?
Yes, I am, Jeremy. Can you hear me?
We can hear you great, and we're so thrilled that you're on the call tonight, Yvette.
Well, I'm very excited to be on the call, and I can't say enough about congratulations to you and all that you've done, Jeremy. I watched you from coming into the company in the very beginning, and you've just done such a wonderful job, and we're very proud of you. I just want to let you know that. In my 21 years, I was just a guest on the leadership call. Melanie Lawson called me and asked me if I would speak about retention. And it's something that's very near and dear to my heart. I work at it. I have some tips that I'm going to share with you. I'm going to be the guest speaker for the group call next week March the 5th. So be sure and be on that call so I can have a lot more time to go over some of the things that I want to go over with you on retention, because there are some things, some small, tiny little things that you can do to increase your retention, and it's important for your residual income. And I'm certainly proof of that, and many other people on the More Success team are enjoying the residual income for years of having kept good business on the books. And I was talking to Melanie about the fact that I have members on the books that have been on the books for 19 and 20 years. And that's very exciting because your residual income and passive income is something that you work at. But Kenneth also wanted me to talk a little bit about recruiting and team building, and you would think, well, why would Yvette Mayo be talking about that? Well, I'll tell you, I had a little jar in my life about thinking about what my career, the rest of my career with prepaid was, and I thought to myself, well, there was something that John Gardner said when he was here, and I think that this is important enough for you all to write this down. Because it will make a believer out of you if you think about the window of opportunity you have in your life. We have to create a sense of urgency in our life. And if you think about in the year 2000 that virus protection came out, and in 24 months it went from no one having virus protection to everybody having virus protection, with McAfee and Norton leading that industry. Now, prepaid legal services was the first in the marketplace. With our identity theft, they were the first in the marketplace, and we're still the only one in the United States with a legal shield. And you think about the first. Microsoft was first in their marketplace. And you think about our future. USA Today says in the next 20 months that identity theft will increase 20 times. And so we're coming to an evidence of critical mass. And, you know, one of the things that Gardner says is your boat has to be in the water when the tide rises. And I started thinking about, where was my boat? And was it going to be in the water when the tide started to rise? And, you know, the thing that I thought about was, as the problem becomes self-evident, and we are now having an accepted form of identity theft, we've switched from having to be sold to buying identity theft. People are seeking it out. Now, these are the things that you have to – this is what got me excited, and these are things you have to think about. If you could design a product, and you were the only one that you could sell it to anyone. It was guaranteed issue. And the next day you got paid on it. You didn't have to inventory the product. You got long-term back-end residual income. The press and the news media is selling the problem that you have the answer to. And now the government passes legislation that mandates the need and the liability of this product. And then the company, if that isn't good enough, goes and changes the commission schedule to reward you more for the same activity. Now, that to me is a win-win situation. And when I started thinking about that, I started thinking about the fact that I needed to get out and start recruiting more, get my boat in the water, and be ready for this tide that's going to rise like none other that I think that we've ever seen in the history of prepaid legal services. And so I urge each one of you to do the same thing, to get out there, build your team, do a lot more team building, which I'm doing now, a lot more recruiting, which I'm doing now, because I'm getting ready for this spurt of growth I think that we have never seen in our history. There's a couple things I want you to write down on. One of the things is a book, and I'm real excited about Jeff Olson's Slight Edge. I've read it. I'm a firm believer in self-improvement, and that's one of the greatest books. Another one is The Art of Recruiting by A.L. Williams. Now, you know, A.L. Williams has a book out called The Coach, And one of my favorites is All You Can Do is All You Can Do, but All You Can Do is definitely enough. And but here's one of the things that A.L. Williams says in The Art of Recruiting. He says that 1 hour of field training is better than 50 hours of classroom training. Now think about that. 1 hour of field training is better than 50 hours of classroom training. So what that means is that we need to be responsible for the new recruits that we put into the business, take them out in the field and field train them. And I just want to tell you one quick story. Years and years ago, and this will date me, when we started first selling in Florida, we had a license period. It took us 2 to 3 months to get a license. Now think about that. You couldn't sell prepaid. We didn't have an NESAF. We didn't have Legal Shield. You couldn't sell the legal plan in the state of Florida. After you recruited somebody, it took 2 to 3 months. So what did we do? We would take them and put them in the car, and we would drive to Georgia. Now, why would we drive to Georgia? Because you could cross the state line in Georgia, and you could go in there, and you could sell because there was no license in Georgia. And the only way you were going to be able to keep your new recruit excited was to get them a check. And checks excite people, don't they? Income excites people. So we thought, well, the only way we're going to get them a check is if we go to Georgia and we sell memberships, but we would recruit and field train them. Now, how did we do that? We went to three places. I want you to write this down because this is you can still do this to this day. Went to three places. The first place we went to was a church. And small towns are the greatest place in the world to recruit. And we go in and tell the manager, you know, we're coming into expanding our business in this area. We're looking for one, maybe two good people. Who do you know in the congregation, pastor, that has, maybe lost their job or maybe they're a great salesperson or who's the greatest salesperson and they would like to make some extra money on the side? And then we would get some names from the pastor. Then we would call that person up and we would say, Pastor Jones told us that, you know, you might be interested in what we have to say. Now, in the meantime, all this whole time, the recruit is watching us sell. We did the selling and we let the recruit watch us. The next place we would go would be a beauty salon because a beauty salon always knows everybody's business. And the other place we went to was a barbershop. Now, in those three places, by the time we left that town, we had no less than 3 to 6 recruits, depending on how many presentations we did. So by the time that new recruit came back to Florida, they were already not only up the marketing plan, but they had already gotten enough to get a check. And that's the way we did field training in the old days. And, you know, I think that there's not enough said about field training that we can't still do that same thing today. It doesn't make any difference whether you do group or whether you do individual recruiting or what, but recruiting is the lifeblood of our business. I think Kenneth Moore is a perfect example, prime example, Randy Moore, of how to build things. We have a great organization. We have people like the Hughes brothers have done such an excellent job and shown examples of how recruiting does so much wonderful things for your business and your future. And I'm looking forward to talking with everybody next week. I know we've got Jeff Olson on the call, so I don't want to take up too much time. I'm anxious to hear what he has to say. Thank you all so much, and I look forward to seeing you at the convention.
Great job, Yvette. It's always a pleasure, and I'm looking forward myself to next Monday night. Anyone that doesn't get on there is going to miss out on a treat, and they're going to miss out on information that help them make money all year long. So thank you, Yvette. Jeremy, Mr. Olson, are you on?
I'm here.
Okay, sir. I don't think you heard my introduction a while ago, so I'll do it again. But is to have you. I know you're a very busy gentleman. You're overloaded with work as it is, so you took time out of your schedule, which we're grateful for. And as far as I told him earlier, that as far as I was concerned in prepaid legal, you was a guru of network marketing. Of course, you're on the corporate marketing team. You're the author of the Slight Edge book, and I could go on with accolades for you tonight. But, sir, it's an honor to have you on, and thank you for being here tonight.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Sorry, I came in just a few minutes late, so I may have messed things up.
No problem. Glad to have you.
We'll go forward. Well, obviously, you know, right now we're a few short weeks out from the conference, so for me, the number one thing I want to talk about is the conference. And I think everyone that's called, being the leadership and the people on this,
did we get him off? Randy, are you on?
Yes, I think we lost him.
Ms. Olson?
I think we lost him. may have to have.
Randy, he'll probably call back in. I think he was on his cell phone. His cell phone probably dropped.
Okay.
Why don't we Jeremy, why don't you introduce the next speaker? May have lost more than that.
I'm
Jeremy?
Still here.
Okay. I think everyone else is still on the call, so go ahead.
Jeremy? I must have lost Jeremy. Must have lost more than one, Randy. Miss Chris, Chris Bradley still on the call.
Yes, I am, Mr. Moore.
Okay. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, this young man is just recently, he's Harold Pinson's downline, and he just recently moved to California, getting a great start. But he called this morning and left a wonderful story. And, Chris, I appreciate so much. I know you're going to be a great success in prepaid legal. And I know this story that you have today is just going to help you be there. I know it inspired me today. So would you mind sharing that story with the people tonight?
Not at all, Mr. Moore. Thank you for having me on tonight. I was really surprised when Pokey called this morning. I thought there were greater stories than this out there. But...
Oh, I think that's a wonderful story.
Well, you know, basically the way it happened is, you know, like you said, I moved from Ada and was working for the newspaper there in Ada and moved out here to California on the premise that I was going to be making a particular amount of money per year. And when I got about halfway here, I was in about Albuquerque, going down I-40, my soon-to-be employer calls me and says, hey, man, I'm sorry, but I'm going to have to cut you $8,000 a year short.
True.
And so I got here, and by the way, he was supposed to pay 100% of my moving expenses, and sorry, man, but we had to cut you completely out of the moving expenses. So I get here. No house to live in, no nothing, you know. I work. I keep working the chain, keep talking to the employer. Finally moved up the chain, talked to the corporate, you know. And my wife brought it to my attention. She says, hun, call the attorney. She says, practice what you preach. Call the attorney. And I put it off. So finally, I called the provider firm here in California. And I don't know if I should say or not, but I spoke to one of the attorneys there. I don't know if I should say who, but... I spoke to one of the attorneys there, and she told me, and I almost sat on my chair when she told me this, that according to the California labor law, there were three codes violated in my case, and that I was due double damages from the day I started.
Ooh!
And the moving expenses. Right now, that total stands at, and I hope everyone is sitting down, $6,284.50.
Well, almost $6,300.
Right. And actually, Thursday, it'll increase by 1153 because it'll be another pay cycle that they haven't fixed it yet. And I want to say, too, that this letter was actually written on the 14th of February, and the attorney called me back and said, well, I got the letter ready. I want to read it to you. And I said, go home. You can call me tomorrow. She said, no. I'm all about my clients, and I was really impressed with that. But long story short, when my boss got this letter, Friday. The only thing I've seen jump faster was a frog leg in hot grease.
That's good.
I got a call from the CEO of the company that I worked for, the CEO, asking me if I wanted check or money order. Not literally, but he was in a hurry to get it to me. And Pokey told me not to read a whole lot of the letter or any of it, but I want to quickly read this part. It was the part I was the most impressed with. This is the California Labor Commission's office is most protective of employees' rights as to their compensation claims. The publisher is a managing agent for Blank Company, and his actions trigger liability on the part of the corporation. The code provides attorney's fees and court costs in a civil action. So I also was protected in terms of if I had to go to court. And when the CEO called me, and I'm not just saying this because I'm on a conference call, but when the CEO called me, he said, I got a question for you. And we're going to send you your money, but I got a question for you. And I never would have dreamed he would ask me this. He said, if you're so destitute, how can you afford such a powerful attorney? and you're going to be really happy because I told him, I said, well, if you got 15 minutes, I'll tell you.
Good for you. I'm proud of you, Chris.
Yeah.
What a wonderful, wonderful story. We thank you for sharing that with us. I know it inspired a bit, and I guess you'll probably keep your prepaid membership a few days longer, won't you?
You betcha. I might even be able to go to Oklahoma City and Vegas for the next 10 years.
You bet. Well, Chris, thanks for being on the call tonight. We'll try to get back to Mr. Olson, but we'll have you back another time because I know you're going to do great things with prepaid. Mr. Olson, are you back on?
Yeah, I'm back on.
I'm sorry, Jeff. I guess I don't know what happened there.
Yeah, some kind of dial tone came on and said, I don't know. I don't know what happened.
Okay.
But
I wasn't for sure you was back on, so we tried to fill in there. So.
Okay, that's fine.
Let's try one more time.
Okay. Well, as well as away. I know you guys already know this, but just maximizing position in the comp plan, that I think everybody knows that. We've been saying this over and over, but I'd be remiss not to say it one more time and just tell you how important I think it is right now that, you know, every person, you know, is being communicated with directly within your organizations out there and worked with directly as aggressively as you can. Get people to the manager position, because I just really believe somebody who knows about this comp plan change and doesn't get to the manager position, they're going to find themselves a little discouraged after the comp plan change. And so, you know, what I want to see is, you know, make sure that that doesn't happen, or as little as possible that can possibly happen. So, you know, if I was you, if I was on this call and I had an organization of 10, 15, 20 people, whatever it might be, you know, I'd really be identifying those people in my organization, or if I was a director or executive director, I'd really be identifying everybody in my organization that wants to get to that manager position at least by the conference, and I would be doing everything I can in my power to work with them so they can, you know, position themselves for the comp plan going forward, which is just going to really enhance, you know, what they will do to them for them financially over the next 6 months to a year is just significant in comparison to you know, the existing plan. I think we all understand that. But, you know, going to this event, this is really going to be a good event. I'm really excited about some great things are planned, and I know some things that I'm working on for Mr. Stonesarver that I'm excited about from the standpoint of put in some consistent training across the country. But, you know, what I always like about these events, and I know the Moores know this, I know all the leadership that's on this call, you know this, but, you know, I want to kind of repeat it because it does the same. Corporate events, big events like this, they do what I think are the things that are necessary for somebody to have success in this business. In all my years in this industry and you know, having worked with different companies and kind of different endeavors, it's kind of been consistent every single place. What is the same thing that makes people successful? And those things happen in a huge level or at a high level at these conferences. And, you know, the first one is, you know, we all know that a person has to have desire to be successful. But, you know, the fact is, you know, because you're going to have obstacles. You're going to have issues that you have to deal with to be successful. You know, you can determine the size of an individual by the size of the problems that they can fix. You can determine the size of an individual's paycheck by the size of the problems that they fix. Or you can determine the size of a problem, size of a person by the problems that get them down, the same thing. You know, there will be problems, there will be issues, there will be obstacles, but the person who has a desire, who has a burning desire, you know, who's willing to work through those things, who's willing to get up early and work late, who'll put, you know, do the things that other people are not willing to do. You know, successful people do what unsuccessful people are not willing to do. Those are people who have desire, and I can just guarantee this, regardless of who you are, even Ken Moore, as long as he's been around, myself, as long as I've been around, you know, when you go to an event like this and you think you know everything, you sit in an event and you leave there with a bigger desire than you came. It never fails to happen to me. I will leave this event sitting backstage knowing everything's going to happen before it happens, you know, being part of putting it together, being part of the production itself. I will leave this event with a stronger desire about this business than I will going in. So that's, you can imagine what happens to the brand new person that you get there. And that's why it's so important to, you know, pull out all stops and get them there. The second thing is the same thing, and that is belief. You know, I'll guarantee the same thing will happen to me. I sit in the back of opportunity meetings when I go around the country, and I get excited when there's 50 or 100 people in a room, and I hear the presentation of Prepaid Legal. It never ceases to fail. I say to myself, my God, this is really a great opportunity, a great company. What a great product. You know, this is a great opportunity. And, you know what happens when you have 3 days of everybody together. You cannot not leave there with a bigger belief. And so you leave there with a stronger desire and belief. Number two is we're really going to focus on the simple how-tos at this event, you know, the things that successful people do in this business. Because, the thing that's really important is to understand – what people really need to understand is you already know how to do this. I guarantee you all of us, you on this call, know how to do this business. But it's not necessarily how you do this business. It's how you do the hows. And what I mean by that is the attitude that you have when you're doing those hows. And that comes with belief in the process and not looking for other angles or, you know, or shortcuts or fancy ways of doing the business. This is a business of just mastering the mundane. It's doing the simple little things consistently that anybody can do over and over and over and over and persistently over a long enough period of time to the compound effect eventually kicks in. It's a business of getting a lot of people to doing a few things consistently over a long period of time. You know, and I think what happens in these events, you'll leave there with a bit better understanding and a better belief in the house. The other thing that happens in these events is you just, as a person, you grow. Personal development, I believe, is such a big part of this business. I actually think that the network marketing industry drives the personal development industry. I think, you know, they're kind of synonymous with each other. And you know, and personal development comes from so many directions, books and tapes and that type of thing. But a big part of personal development is associations and environment and associations. And it's just very rare when you get to be in a place where for 3 days you're around 15,000 people who see it the way you do. And you get the collective synergy of all that energy that comes out of that. It has an impact on you. I mean, when I'm in my car driving home, because I live in Dallas, so I just drive back from Oklahoma at the event, I'm always just at a different – I'm a different person. I have a different aura to me, different beliefs in me. There's just a different energy flowing through my body as I come back from that. I'm just a better human being all across the board, and that happens at these events. And the last thing I think happens that's big is I think people leave there with bigger dreams and ideas of what they want. And you know, what I suggest to all of you is, you know, you should goal setting is such a big part of my life. I just believe in it, and I've seen it work so many times with so many people. You know, the big thing I'd ask all of you to do when you're at these events is make sure that you set your goals personally for where you want to be by the Las Vegas conference coming out of the Oklahoma conference. But more importantly, find out, you know, get to know the people in your organization. Spend some time with them at this event and find out what their goal is. I mean, one of the most important things you can do is map out your organization, or what I call take inventory. You know, if all you people on this call who say you're an executive director, okay, what I recommend every one of you do, what your goal should be at this conference, is to get with everybody who's in your open. Anybody who's underneath you who's not underneath another executive director. And you can do that along with the other directors in your organization. That's a manageable group. You know, a few people can get with all those people and find out what is their goal. Where do they want to be by Las Vegas? They want to be a director. They want to be executive director. And find out what that is, because believe me, just the act of them proclaiming it, things will happen that would not have normally happened. But the act of you knowing about it, even more things will happen that you never thought would happen. And the fact that you both know about it and work together towards it, even greater things happen that we never thought would happen. And it's one of the biggest things you got to do at events. You got to, you know, you come into the event for everything it is, but you got to always leave the event with a direction. And goal setting is just a big part of that. And I think people leave at these events with just a bigger, you know, dreams and goals in their mind. And so, you know, I'd say this all to you: going to an event, you know, it does all the things that make people successful in business. It builds their desire, builds their belief. It reinforces the simple things that we do, helps them, because, you know, move, it grows them as an individual, and I think it builds their dreams and their goals. And so, you know, with that, what I think all you need to do is, number one, work like you've never worked before, such as this comp plan shift going into it. But once you get to it, this is where all the magic happens. You know, at these events, what I always have believed and have always done, this is not for me to hang out with the people that I know. You know, of course we say hi. Of course we're together at times. But I want to consciously seek out the people who are not in my territory, who are in my organization but may live 1,000 miles away, and get some personal time with them. Because that's what, you know, it's just a unique opportunity that you don't get all the time. And so, you know, it's easy to fall into hanging out with the people you always hang out with at home. That's not what to do at these events. These events is to hang out with people that you don't normally get to hang out with. And there's a lot of free time to work. There's, you know, there's breakfast before the event starts at, you know, at 10. There's the break from 4 to 7. There's afterwards. You can do that over and over for 3 days. And then you can stay after for Sunday and do the same thing. You know, I see this as a working event. It's not a play event. So, you know, you want to come into that event, you know, with a strategy to work with your people. And most importantly, you want to come out of that event with a plan to, you know, hit the road running. And that starts with the goals. But also, every one of you should be really thinking about what, you know, where are you going to be after this event? What meetings are you going to be at the following Saturday to make sure you take this back to the people who weren't there? You know, what conference calls you have set up during the event and after the event to move the information from the event to your people and keep people who are not there informed and motivate people who are not there afterwards as to all the information and get them acting upon it. You know, those are things you got to think about now. You got to start laying out that strategy now, because these 2 times a year, Oklahoma and Las Vegas, these are super surges. This is where you can really move, you know, like put your organization on steroids and make it do things that it normally can't do. These aren't things to take lightly. These aren't moments that just come, you know, that just kind of happen here and there. These are two unique, special times of the year, and it's just very important that we all take advantage of them. And the last thing I'd just like to talk about is, you know, I heard you talking about the Slide Edge book a while earlier, and this ties right kind of into the Slide Edge book, is the one thing that and this is away from everything else, it's just something I want you to all be thinking about, because, you know, I was asked the other day, what is the number one thing you think a person has to have to be successful in this business? And really, my honest answer was a simple answer, and it was consistency, just consistency. Because the consistency is the answer in every endeavor, not just prepaid legal, everything. You can be a person with an MBA from Harvard, a brilliant person, graduate number one in your class. But if you're not consistent, by that you show up at whatever career you're trying to build yourself in. If you're not consistent with that knowledge, you will fail. You know, you can buy a great franchise, spend $1 million. $1 million will get you a very proven franchise that works. But if you're not consistent, if you don't open those doors every day and do everything that they tell you to do consistently over a long enough period of time, you will fail. You can be a great surgeon and spend all the time that it takes to go through that and become a great surgeon. But again, if you're not consistent, you will fail. Same thing in this business. It's not very magical what we do. It's pretty simple what we do. But what the successful people do is they're consistent and they're persistent over a long enough period of time. And you know, that's really what the Slide Edge book was about, is that successful people, they do the simple little things that seem to make no difference at all in the act of doing them. And they just do them over and over and over and over and over with consistency and persistency over a long enough period of time for the compounded effect to kick in. Now, when you do that in network marketing, you get the compounded effect, but you get geometric compounded effect. That's why the Slide Edge is so big in network marketing, because not only do you get the compounding of duplicating an activity over time, but you get the geometric as more and more people in your organization start doing the same thing, and then you start getting a lot of people doing a little bit, and it adds up to a lot. But again, it always begins with you. And so, you know, I just say this to every one of you. You know, you got to ask yourself honestly, what are you doing right now, you know, consistently, day in, day out, to drive your business, especially with the comp plan changes going on? And what are you going to do day in, day out, going into the conference and at the conference, coming out of the conference, you know, consistently, that your organization is doing to drive this business? Because that is what makes this business. It's not quantum leap stuff. It's not magical stuff. It's not voodoo stuff. It's basic little simple things that you master and you do consistently with your organization, and it duplicates and replicates down into your organization. So, you know, with that, this is very, very fertile times in prepaid legal. With the comp plan shift that's happening, there's going to be a lot of excitement at this event. I think we're going to come out of this event as a company with our arms locked, doing the same thing border to border, coast to coast, as good as I've seen since I've been around the company. I really am looking forward to that. And so I just look forward to seeing you guys there. I've always appreciated being asked to and honored to come and talk to you guys on this call, and I'll hand it back to you guys. Thank you.
Jeff, what great advice, and everything you said I couldn't agree with more, and especially on goal setting too. And then over the years I found out, like you said, and being consistent pays off a little here and a little there, but it adds up to great momentum. It adds up to great numbers, and it's always an honor to have you on the call, and I'm especially glad you spoke about the convention and everything, because we're pushing it very heavy in our organization, especially getting the staff positioned to where they should be. And I think anyone doesn't is going to be very sorry in the near future, in the months to come. So, Mr. Jeff Olson, thank you so much, sir, for being on the call tonight.
Thank you so much.
Randy, back to you.
Well, I just want to make sure that everyone gets registered for the breakout session in Oklahoma City. Just go to moresuccessteam.com. Please get pre-registered right away, because it is filling up fast. And, again, 3.5 weeks out, we're very, very excited about it. As you can tell from Mr. Olson, he's a firm believer in the International Convention and what it does for you and your team and your organization and your business. So with that, I want to thank everyone for being
on
tonight.
But, Randy, one thing, I'm sorry, and I apologize, but we need to tell everybody that prayed for Millie Baker that she did come through her operation. She's doing real great. She's very appreciative of their prayers.
Okay, and again, I thank everyone for being on the call tonight, and we look forward to seeing everyone again next Monday night. Good night,
good night.
Everyone.
Good night.